from Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. Join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, I'm Diane Erickson, and very glad you're back with us for another edition of Melody Time. As you may already know, Johann Strauss the Father was a great traveler, at least by the standards of his day. In the early 19th century, the main means of transport was stagecoach, which could be quite a risky undertaking. But Strauss was not easily deterred. He went on tour like a modern-day pop star and managed to cover most of Central Europe, including England. He never actually made it to Spain, but that didn't stop him from composing Spanish-style music. His main source of inspiration for Spanish rhythms was the legendary dancer Fanny Elssler, who brought traditional Andalusian dance to Vienna. When Strauss turned his hand to it, however, it ended up sounding more like a gallop, which must have been a big hit with the gallop-crazy dancers of old Vienna. Hold on to your hat now for the Cachucha gallop. Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Robert Stolz, with the Cachucha Gallop by Johann Strauss Sr. I think you could say that Johann Strauss the son took the opportunities provided by his father's success and ran with them. He not only became a bigger and better waltz king, he also branched out into theater and became the operetta king. One of his most successful operettas was, of course, Die Fledermaus. At one point, though, it looked as though it might sink without a trace. Having opened in Vienna in 1874, Die Fledermaus ran for just 16 performances. The underlying problem was not the music, but believe it or not, the collapse of the stock market, which hit Vienna a few months before Die Fledermaus opened. Thousands who had previously lived a life of luxury and privilege found themselves ruined overnight. Die Fledermaus was based on the life of the idle rich, and after the crash, such lifestyles became a bit of a sore point. It wasn't until the operetta wowed them in the aisles in Berlin that sensitivities were forgotten and the path cleared for a triumphant return of Die Fledermaus to Vienna.
Brüderlein, Brüderlein, Schwesterlein, lasst Ewigkeit, immer so wie heut, wenn wir morgen noch dran denken. Jetzt ein Kuss, dann ein Du, 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 immer zu. Jetzt ein Kuss, dann ein Du, Du,
Brüderlein und Schwesterlein, from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss the Son. It was performed by a large ensemble of soloists together with the chorus of the Vienna State Opera and the Vienna Symphony. The conductor was Willy Boskovsky. Around the time that Vienna was in the throes of waltz and operetta frenzy, Paris was discovering the delights of grand opera. Bursting with passion and romance, its librettists took their storylines from antiquity. And the fact that the music was pure 19th century didn't seem to bother anyone at all. Jules Massenet's dramatic opera Thaïs was based on Anatole France's novel of the same name and tells of the exploits of Alexander the Great, the Macedonian king. 2,500 years ago, Alexander swore to walk to the end of the world, his world, that is. He got as far as India, which for that day and age was little short of miraculous, and conquered the vast Persian Empire in 330 BC. He largely destroyed the city of Persepolis, and the question is, did the beautiful courtesan Thaïs put him up to this? the world-famous intermezzo Meditation from Jules Massenet's opera Thais. The violin soloist Hans Kalafus was accompanied by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra, conductor Sir Neville Mariner. Our next piece of music features not one, but two soloists, both professors of music, the violinist Tibor Jonas and the pianist Giorgio Hillebrand. Both musicians are fans of Robert Schumann, and in particular of his three romances of Opus 94. The romances were written in 1849, one of Schumann's happiest and most creative years. Although originally intended for the oboe, I think one can forgive such a brilliant violinist as Tibor Jonas for expressing the music the way he knows best.
Thank you.
The violinist Tibor Jonas, accompanied at the piano by Giorgio Hillebrand, with his own arrangement of an expressive Schumann romance. Tibor Jonas is a known quantity in the world of classical music. He's a soloist, plays with a chamber orchestra, and teaches music. But that doesn't keep him from moonlighting occasionally with a Munich Salon orchestra, as what the Germans call a Stehgeiger, a kind of elevated café violinist. Here he is with the Hungarian sounds of a Neapolitan in Paris. Or put it another way, with the famous Csárdás by Vittorio Monti, the man from Naples who chose to live in Paris. Tibor Jonas once again with his own arrangement of Vittorio Monti's Csárdás, accompanied this time by the Munich Salon Orchestra. Now I wonder if you've ever asked yourself where the signature tune for Melody Time comes from and what it is called. Well, if you have, this is your lucky day. The music comes from an orchestral suite in four movements by Ernst Fischer, entitled Südlich der Alpen, South of the Alps. The music sings the praises of Italy, land of the German heart's dreams. For years you've had to make do with just a few bars from the first movement, but not today. Bringing today's program to a delightful close, the fast-paced fourth movement, A Tarantella from Südlich der Alpen by Ernst Fischer. The Graunke Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Richard Müller-Lampertz. A well-known piece in its day, South of the Alps has been the undefiable source of the theme music for this program as long as it's existed. And that, believe it or not, has been well over 30 years. Proving once again the durable charm and vitality of these tunes from operetta and the not-so-serious branch of serious music. Well, time's run out for today, but count on it, we will be back for more. I'm Diane Erickson, hoping you'll join us again for another edition of Melody Time, compiled by Barbara Anders, edited by Dieter Glawe and Rick Volker, and produced this time by Romy Singh, with help from studio engineer Ingrid Schober. Melody Time comes to you from Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.